following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
This is Healthy Living. I'm Ira Melman. As more schools in the U.S. welcome children back for in-person lessons, epidemiologists are warning parents to watch for COVID symptoms. Anush Avitasyan filed this report. It's narrated by Anna Rice.
Epidemiologists have long warned that once children return to the classroom, the risk of contracting COVID-19 will spike. According to an independent group, the COVID Monitor, over 39,000 cases of COVID have been registered in K-12 schools in the U.S. since the start of the school year. Like 11 other states, Maryland doesn't publish detailed information about the spread of COVID-19 among school children. And no federal system tracks the virus spread in schools. So children coming back to schools for in-person classes largely remains an experiment.
Trying to keep the same cohort of children together will really be very important. That way, if somebody in the classroom is tested positive for COVID, we know that we can basically quarantine that cohort of children without having to worry too much about the other classes.
Specialists still can't say for certain whether children easily transmit COVID-19 or not. So pediatricians urge parents to keep their children at home and take a COVID test if the kid is exhibiting any symptoms.
We think that older children, probably over the age of 10, probably can transmit the virus as easily as adults can. And clearly it's going to be important to isolate older children, high schoolers, junior high schoolers. It's the young, the very young ones, you know, under 5 or 6 years old, there's much more controversy as to how communicative the virus is.
Epidemiologists believe that school children should be tested for COVID-19 weekly, but that is not possible in a lot of schools. In Florida, most public schools opened in August, and so far, over 10,000 children have been diagnosed with the coronavirus. Only private schools in two state counties still offer in-person classes. Ariana, daughter of Alexandra Schumacher-Hazen, goes to one such school.
If the kid has a small fever, they won't let him or her in. If the kid has a runny nose or a small cough, it's the same. They have imposed stricter rules here.
Other states are carefully watching Florida as they consider fully reopening all of the state schools. For Anush Avitasyan in Washington, Anna Rice, VOA News.
That was a program from the Voice of America.